We're told the NHS is a national treasure, that it was built by socialists, that it belongs to us, that if we just had the right funding and the right managers, it could be restored to its former glory. But we know better. The NHS is often cited, especially by those still enthralled by the Labour Party, as an example of socialist legislation passed during the 1945 to 1951 Attlee government. Even people who now admit that Labour is not socialist cling to the NHS as proof that it once was. Let's be clear, the NHS was never socialist. It wasn't created to empower workers or take profit out of care. It was built to keep the workforce functional, to patch us up, and to send us back to work. A healthy worker is a productive worker. A productive worker generates value for the boss. That's why the capitalist class signed off on it. Not out of compassion, out of calculation. Sure, there was the high-minded rhetoric at the time. Anurin Bevin, considered the founder of the NHS, said, "No society can call itself civilised if a sick person is denied medical aid because of lack of means." And William Beveridge, the architect of the welfare state, said, "A revolutionary moment in the world's history is a time for revolution, not for patching." Later, he stormed the barricades of the House of Lords as he became a Liberal peer. The real context was fear. The master class had just dragged us through mass employment, a world war, and now faced an angry, armed working class returning home. They saw what happened in Russia, China, and even Italy. Reforms were made not to end capitalism, but to save it from collapse. Bevin once asked, "How can wealth persuade poverty to use its political power to keep wealth in power?" He blamed the conservatives, calling them vermin. But take the party labels off, and the question becomes even sharper. The problem isn't just the Tories. It's a system that ensures poverty exists in the first place. Bevin couldn't see that. For him, the enemy wore a blue rosette. For us, the enemy is the wage system, the class system, the profit system. That's what's killing the NHS. That's what's killing us. Now, 75 years on, they're not even pretending. The NHS has become a marketplace. Drugs brought from profit-hungry pharmaceutical firms, cleaning outsourced to contractors who cut wages in corners. Just this month, a scandal over botched cataract operations performed by private clinics cashing in on NHS contracts. We used to joke that the NHS was held together with duct tape and goodwill. Now they've outsourced the duct tape and they've privatised the goodwill. They say this is a Tory problem, but what has Labour done? Wes Streeting, dubbed Wes the Rat by campaigners, is Health Secretary, and he says he's not ideological, which is odd for a politician. He wants to use spare capacity in the private sector. He calls patients customers. He says the NHS is no longer the envy of the world, not because it's been gutted, but because it hasn't been modernised. That's code for markets, contracts, fragmentation. The same failed model, just rebranded. Starmer campaigned in 2020 on ending NHS outsourcing. That pledge disappeared like a junior doctor's lunch break. Now it's about outcomes, efficiency, value for money. In his worldview, health is a product, not a right. He's cited NHS England as an example of excessive bureaucracy, duplications and inefficiency. NHS England's functions are now being absorbed into the Department of Health and Social Care. The transition will take about 2 years, less time than it takes many trans people to get their first appointment on the NHS waiting list. About 9,000 jobs are being axed in the process as AI systems take over. One of the main tech firms involved in this is Planeteer, a data analytics and defence contractor with deep ties to the American surveillance state. Planeteer's NHS involvement began with a £1 contract in March of 2020, part of the pandemic response. Then came, in July 2020, £1 million contract. December 2020, £23 million, plus a two-year deal. In June 2023, £25 million contract. November 2023, £480 million contract for the Federated Data Platform. Now the NHS is locked in. Planeteer was co-founded by billionaire Peter Thiel, a Trump backer who once called the NHS a monstrosity. The company built software for ICE, the CIA, predictive policing systems. Its platform Gotham and Foundry have been used for deportations, drone strikes and surveillance. The CEO, Alex Karp, bizarrely refers to himself as a socialist and a neo-Marxist. Despite running a firm helping military and police forces worldwide, He studied at the Frankfurt School in Marxian philosophy, but now he says that Western tech should serve national power and defence. In his book, The Technological Republic, Karp argues that declining interest in Western civilization has left tech without a patriotic duty. Planetaire, in contrast, builds tools for ICE and the military, showing where its duty really lies. This company now runs the NHS data infrastructure. There was no public debate, no vote, just a quiet technocratic handover, sold as integration and efficiency. It sounds like an IT upgrade. In reality, it's a power shift from public stewardship to corporate control. Planetaire claims that it doesn't own the data. Maybe not, but it owns the system, the architecture, the infrastructure. That's vendor lock-in. It's like getting a free coffee machine and finding that the pods cost £12 each and are only sold in Texas. This isn't reform, it's enclosure. It's the same old privatisation dressed up as innovation. And the outcome? A two-tier system, a burnt-out workforce, a public service run like a business where care takes a backseat to cost-cutting. They say the NHS is free, but we pay for it with our taxes, our labour, our time. It's not free. We are free to wait, free to suffer, free to die when shareholders get dividends and algorithms determine care. The Socialist Party demands more than better management or fresh branding. We demand the abolition of the wages system, the end of profit and care, a world where no customers, no contracts, no markets, just people meeting each other's needs. Health is not a service, it's a condition of freedom. The NHS can't be saved. It must be superseded by a system where care is not rationed, outsourced, or monetized, where no one waits, no one pays, and no one profits. That's not utopian, that's socialism, and we're not asking for it, we are organising for it. You've been listening to World Socialist Radio, produced by the Socialist Party of Great Britain. To find out more and to take out a free trial subscription to the Socialist Standard, visit spgb.net/podcast.